not only for being here this evening, but for being with us for the past 2 months. For those of you who've seen numerous shows, you know, this is our last one of the year, and it's thrilling to be able to close it off here in Tampa Bay, a city that was so good to us last year, it's been so wonderful to us this year. It's a very, very, very bittersweet evening because we all love this show and we love the people who are on stage and we love doing what we're doing, but we're gonna go ahead and make another album eventually, so we thought we should start again. We learned a lot over this past 2 months doing this show. We learned how much hard work a tour can be. We learned how really hard it can be to do a tour that's not necessarily a normal concert with all these sets and all these nice little Happy New Year hats, thank you. Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. With all these sets and costumes and dancers and actors and all that stuff, it was a big task to undertake. And the people who you see on this stage did an amazing job of doing it. They've become a... The people you don't see on the stage, backstage, did a great job too. We're gonna introduce them to you in just a second, but I wanna let you know how amazing and how much of an amazing family this group of people is to me, and how thrilled that I am and how blessed I feel to have been a part of this with each one of these talented people, and many of them for the past 2 years. We first met this young man last October, I'd say, when we were putting together last Joyful Noise 2004. So talented, he blew us away in his audition, and we won't let him go now. He's actually chained to his chair. He's not allowed to leave. From Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Felix Pollard. And this one over here came to us sometime last summer. The middle of last summer, I believe. Yes, oh, I know. I definitely know. His hair has changed colors a few times since we've seen him. He started with blue. He's in this nice, he's got this nice, very classy, you know, that's your normal color right now?
No.
Do you know what your normal color is?
Brown.
So it's somewhere in there. We're very lucky to have him. He came with out on a tour with us this summer, and he volunteered to play the upright bass, and then he said, hey, well, why don't I do it? We'll do it on this tour, too. So talented. We're very lucky, and a wonderful guy. Also from Chicago, Illinois, Daniel Pearson. That one over there fell into the group just about 3 months ago when a lady named James Foster, who I'm working with, was telling me about a very talented young man who was working with her brother, David, on an album, which you can buy, coincidentally, in the lobby tonight. It's called Within. He's extremely talented on the piano, and we found out today he's very good with the ad-lib, too, isn't he? From Phoenix, Arizona, Mr. William Joseph. In 2002, I don't even know what year it is, to be honest with you. In 2003, when Measure of a Man came out, I was told to be at a studio at a certain time to meet my band. Didn't know much about these people, didn't know anything about them at all. But one of the people who I met when I walked in that room was that guy right there. He's been around in some shape or another, in some form, since the very beginning. And we're so thrilled that he's stuck with us in many capacities over the year. And we're so thrilled that he's our music director now. It's been one of the easiest tours we've done because he's been in charge of that group up there. And how talented they are and how talented he is. He's had a brand new baby daughter in October and he still came out on the road with us. We love him a lot. From Los Angeles, California, our musical director, Andy Abad.